mean, I remember very vividly when the medical examiner came in and gave his testimony based on the autopsy report related to the officer who was killed, James Ram. Well, the medical examiner testified to one thing in terms of how the bullet entered the body and all of that. And then when the prosecutor was getting ready to introduce the medical examiner's report as evidence, he read over the first couple of paragraphs and said, "Oh, Your Honor, the medical report here does not conform with what the testimony you just heard. Let me correct it right here." This dude pulled out a pencil and changed the damn report right in the courtroom and then introduced it as evidence. And the judge accepted it. Once again, very fundamental and very egregious violation of procedures. I ran out in the courtroom and called my bosses. I was working at the Philadelphia Journal at the time. "Hey, here's a blah, 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 blah." "Yeah, okay, yeah, yeah, well, you know, we'll talk about it when you get back." I was also covering the trial for a news wire service, the United Press International, UPI. Called them up. They said, "We don't know if we're interested in that or not." I said, "Wait a minute, you know, this whole confrontation between the city of Philadelphia and MOVE, starting from 1972, has been about double standards of justice and violations of rules and procedures. Here you have a clear example of one, and this is not newsworthy." "Well, no, it's not newsworthy. But if you find something else out, give me a call back."
Hmm. So did anybody use your story?
No.
Oh, man.
Nobody used it because they didn't think it was important. And when you look at the coverage of MOVE, okay, now this is a whole separate argument from MOVE and, you know, MOVE being right or wrong or whatever. But when you look at the coverage of MOVE, everything that was perceived as MOVE doing something wrong was publicized. The attacks on MOVE, the illegal actions and the injustices and the deprivations that they endured, never, ever found any coverage in the mainstream media. They were written about in the Tribune, I know, because I was covering them for the Tribune. They were covered on the black radio stations because there were reporters who were covering it. There were black reporters who believed that you should be fair and balanced. And we were criticized for it. Maria being one of them. Just because we thought that there were two sides to a story. Not taking up MOVE's side, but listen, they have a side. If they're getting beat up, if the women are getting kicked in the vagina and they're miscarried, the babies,